This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast... is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Just the other day, there was another press conference celebrating a year, if you will, of since Rex Tillerson was arrested and charged. And we saw Asa Elrip and her children standing in front of their home and had their attorney. And they're saying, oh, this is, you know, they have nothing to do with this. This is they're just trying to move on with their lives. What did you take out of that press conference, their behavior and such? Just, you know, kind of, you know, standing there, smiling while a film crew walked into the house in the background.
It just adds another layer of odd to the whole thing, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, publicly presenting yourself, smiling, the whole thing about doing the documentary, it's off. It just comes off weird.
Yeah, it does. And... there was, of course, chatter a little while ago, the attorney for some of the victims making that rather extreme press conference, it seemed, showing the artwork of Rex's daughter and Asa's daughter. Not all of it her own work, but disturbing images that were shared on her social media accounts that basically looked like, you know, depictions of a snuff film. Of people being tortured and killed in sexual acts. And then we also got a chance to see her image on a profile. And it looks nothing like the young lady that we're seeing at these press conferences, looking very maidenly. I don't know any other way to put it. That's just kind of how she appeared the other day. But on social, where she was in these things, not at all. Not at all like that.
Right.
And I'm not saying she has anything to do with dad's actions. But, you know, it does make me wonder more and more as John Ray, the attorney, said, we're being sold a bill of goods. Again, it seemed like kind of an extreme press conference, but it does make me wonder when we saw the dramatic images being presented to us by the family versus what else has been out there, especially in terms of the daughter. Does that raise an eyebrow at all that we see one extreme to the other?
Yeah, it does. And I will take a stand that, you know, may be very unpopular with, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of expression. I think any depiction of torture, you know, anywhere on the internet, particularly this torture porn, I think it should be illegal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really concerned clinically about people who enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We know serial killers enjoy it. And of course, the vast majority of people who are into this don't ever necessarily act it out on other people. But it does normalize sadism. Mm-hmm. And I see it as incredibly unhealthy. And I'm concerned about anybody who finds it appealing. It always churns my stomach. It's terribly upsetting. I don't think you can spin it as healthy. And there are people who will disagree with me on that. Oh, it's just art, and mm-hmm. art is supposed to be disturbing or whatever. It's like, no, when you're into torture, I don't call that art. I call that sadism.
Well, and it makes me wonder too on that topic of, years ago, this stuff was fairly, closeted, if you will. Like, if you were
very
into that,
much.
It was, in some, it was in Rex Ehrman's dungeon, basically. And, yes. and people that were into that, they were there. But now we live in a world where, a kid, a young mind.
Eight-year-olds can access it and do.
And they don't know what the hell they're looking at.
No.
And suddenly, they see these things online. That's got to warp a mind beyond just, finding it later in life or being abused. I mean, it's basically, yourself abusing yourself and you don't even know you're doing it.
They have no idea what they're consuming, and a lot of it is sexual in nature. So a little kid may find it sexually arousing, and then their brain is mapping mm-hmm. around violence, sadism, and sex. And that's a terrible way for your brain to develop.
Yeah, and it's all, it's crazy. I mean, these things are that readily available and out there. And I'm not saying, you can't have things, whatever you want to look at, but the idea that the kids can have access to this, what are we going to be looking at? Because we haven't seen the results of this yet. We are fairly mm-hmm. in a new world where this level of depravity porn is available to a young mind. It's not, when I was younger in the 90s, it was like, oh, there's some pictures of, Playboy type stuff. And now it's far, far more disturbing. You have things like this online. You have an insane amount of levels of incestual ideas as well.
Oh my God.
In pornography that kids can access. And it kind of scares me. Like, what the hell is going to be happening here in 10, 20 years when these people become adults and these are normalized ideas?
Yeah, I am seeing 20-year-olds who have really disturbing, and they'll say it's disturbing and aberrant sexual drives that mm-hmm. they don't always act on, but their fantasies are extreme and disturbing. And 20, 30 years ago, I wasn't seeing that stuff, mm-hmm. Unless you were in a sex offender treatment program, you would see that stuff, but it wasn't your average college student. Mm-hmm. And I do see average college students now who will come in and say, yeah, I've been into this kind of porn. I'm having weird fantasies about sex with my parents. And it's like they've been exposed to things as kids that were just not healthy for them.
Yeah.
And I went online when I started hearing these stories about 5 years ago, and they'd tell me what sites they were on. I have to know what this is. I mean, again, Siobhan's jaw drops at the material that's available that anybody can find and find it quite easily.
What's scary about it is, and I think the whole coming 360 on this is, okay, you have these minds like this. How many more James Burkes are we creating in this world because of the access that exists?
100%.
It's a scary thought, it's the world we live in.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.